Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We are speaking with Henry Bushkin. He spent 18 years as Johnny Carson's lawyer, confidant, business advisor, marriage counselor. He did it all for the king of late night. And we left our conversation with the exciting news that Henry is turning the book into a musical.
That led to maybe a year later than that, September of 2013, a little less than 2 years ago. Together with a writing partner, I started writing a play, a straight play, that would have some music, but the music would be background. It certainly wasn't a musical, but as we were writing the play, it became very clear that many of the emotional things we wanted to get across was very difficult to do in dialogue, but it was easy to do through song.
That's fascinating. It really is. To really get the emotions through.
Right. And that led to a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say about a year ago, we had the first version of a musical. Today, that's infinitely different than it was then, but we have major Broadway producers producing, and we're about to go into what we call workshop performances in mm-hmm. the fall, which is a prelude to going to Broadway.
Very nice. So this project is really far along. That's tremendous. I'll be there the first night, I'll tell you right now. My appetite is whetted so much to see how this will translate onto the stage.
And what we plan on doing, which is kind of fun,
mm-hmm.
We plan to have as many as we can, at least four or five of his old pals from Omaha and Lincoln, who started out in radio with him.
Really?
Yeah, and who are still all around, and we plan to have them at the opening night.
Very nice. That is very exciting. That it's a very nice way to extend what this book has become and to take it to the stage. So so what are we looking at in terms of time frame? When do you think that this will be something that will eventually we can go and see on the Broadway stage?
Well, the workshop performances will take place, as I say, sometime in the fall.
Okay.
Right now, dealing with rehearsal space and the theater in which these workshop performances will be held. Just so you understand, a workshop performance is the full play, the full musical, with 23 actors, music, and everything, so that we get to see what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have the Broadway community at these performances. There'll be three performances. And if we're good enough, that's the next step towards going out of town and then bringing it to Broadway.
You know, it just struck me as you're explaining this, your relationship with him ended in 88, and that kind of severed your ties with the showbiz industry. And now because of the aura of Carson, you're back now in the show business industry.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really
that's
interesting.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. And did you ever think it would come back to that point?
No.
See?
No.
There's always surprises in life at every turn. That's quite amazing.
Not at all. I never envisioned this. Take Joan Rivers, for example. She and I met a couple of years ago talking about the play, and she's an integral part of the play. Indeed, she is she's the person we go to when we change from scene to scene, who sets up what's coming next.
That is a tremendous idea.
I don't know if you saw Jersey Boys.
Yes.
But each one of the four seasons sets up what's coming up.
Right.
Well, in our case, we have Joan Rivers. And the lovely thing about this play, it's really a rapprochement between the two. Their relationship ended badly.
Right.
But in this play, you're going to see what a cool relationship they really did have.
Very nice. That is from a creative aspect. That is such an interesting way to do this. And this sounds like a very, very interesting production. That is terrific. So we'll definitely look for that. Once again, if you haven't read the book, do so. It is great. It makes a tremendous gift. It is a great read. You can pick it up on Amazon at Barnes & Noble. And if you were born between 1962 and 1992, there is a very good chance you were conceived while Johnny was doing the monologue in the background. Henry Pushkin, this has been quite an honor to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us here at America Weekend.
Ed, thanks, and I'll be sure to let you know when we're going to be on Broadway.
Definitely, because I will be there opening night. Stay with us, more to come.
I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even the most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Jerry towed his car to Bob's Auto Body Shop, which advertises satisfaction guaranteed. When Jerry picked up his car a week later, he said he wasn't satisfied, although all the work had been done and the car operated perfectly. But Jerry refused to pay because his satisfaction was guaranteed. When the issue went to court, who won? The final verdict after this. ADT, the leader in home security, is now offering $850 of free security equipment. Call 877-875-2474. That's 877-875-2474. Wasn't Jerry's satisfaction guaranteed? No. Reasonable satisfaction is guaranteed. Since all the work was done properly, Jerry was being unreasonable. And that's the final verdict.